Okay, our friends. So yesterday we started a new book for you, Rosalina's Storybook. And this tells the story that they put in the film from the Super Mario Galaxy book.
Or just some of the story. The backstory of Rosalina and her...
Yes, and her little stars. Right? Because if you watch the movie, you might wonder how she got all these stars or how she got what she got. And now we're going to tell you about it. This is a book by Nintendo. And there's a team of people there who worked on it. And it's published by Dark Horse. And we're reading it in chunks because there's quite a bit to it. So we're going to read chapter 4, 5, and 6 today. But we did read chapter 1, 2, and 3 yesterday, and we will read chapter 7, 8, and 9 tomorrow.
So,
So you have to listen to all 3 days if you want to get the whole story.
Yeah. Have to watch yesterday's thing.
Listen to yesterday's and then listen to today's, and away we go. So, yesterday, to recap, we met Rosalina. We don't know who it is. It's a little girl who met a star named Luma, and they are on an adventure to find Luma's mother, mm-hmm. right? And they found a
comet,
and they're on the comet.
Starbase.
Okay. So, chapter 4. One night, the girl dreamed about her own mother. "Where are you going?" she asked. "Her mother's retreating back." Without turning, her mother replied, "Don't fret, dearest. I'm not going anywhere. I'm always watching over you, like the sun in the day and the moon in the night." A wave of sadness washed over the girl. "But what about when it rains and I can't see the sun or the moon?" Her mother thought for a moment before responding. "I will turn into a star in the clouds and wait for your tears to dry." Wow. When she awoke, the girl's face was damp with tears.
"You have star bits in your eyes," said Luma to the girl.
Wiping her face, the girl replied, "These are tears, not star bits. I'm crying because I'll never see my mother again." At this, Luma began to cry too.
"Mama, oh, Mama."
The pair traveled through the starry skies, and though they encountered many other comets, not one of them held Luma's mother. Luma was despondent. Now, what does despondent?
Discouraged.
Discouraged? Yeah.
Sad.
Scared, yeah. A lot of very unpleasant feelings, I think.
Bad stuff.
Yeah. Now, Luma. "The rain clouds won't go away if you keep crying," the girl said, giving Luma a squeeze.
"I'll give you a present if you stop."
The girl closed her eyes and said gently,
"I'll take care of you." And with these words, she felt a small spark
in her heart. And now we read chapter 5, called Home. "The kitchen will go here, and the library will go over there," the girl said busily to herself. "We'll put the gate here." Ever since the girl took Luma under her care, she'd been bustling about at a feverish pace.
"It's a lot of work, but it's worth it to make a happy home."
It turned out that star bits weren't the only thing buried in the ice. There were tools and furniture, unlike any they'd ever seen. And the girl used them to build a home. There were tools and furniture, unlike any they had ever seen. And the girl used them to build a home. Looking at the completed house, Luma remarked,
"Don't you think it's awfully big for just the two of us?"
"With a library, bedroom, kitchen, fountain, and gate. It was certainly spacious, but still, something seemed to be missing.
If only my father and brother and mother were here, the girl said wistfully.
Indeed, the house was too large for its two small residents.
That night, clutching her favorite stuffed bunny close to her heart, the girl fell asleep in the starship.
And chapter 6 is called Friends.
Then one day, while the girl sat sipping tea, a tiny apricot-colored planet appeared on the horizon. From the planet, another Luma of the same color emerged. Do you two know each other? The girl asked the two Lumas gleefully.
Despite the girl's excitement, they seemed uneasy. The two Lumas neither drew closer nor backed away from each other. Instead, they just stared.
Then one Luma broke the silence. My mama.
At once, the apricot Luma parroted back.
My mama. My mama. My mama. My mama.
The two Lumas began to dance around the girl frantically, and neither showed any sign of stopping. The girl was so charmed by this adorable scene that she couldn't help but laugh. And that's when something very strange happened. Suddenly, more Lumas began to pop out from the apricot planet. They were different colors, but they all shouted the same thing.
My mama! My mama!
The sight of all the shouting Lumas only made the girl laugh harder.
What am I to do with all these children? The Lumas just stared blankly as she doubled over laughing. I guess we'll have to name each and every one of you.
Tomorrow, once she had finished naming them all, she would begin moving all the Lumas into the new house. And stay tuned for tomorrow when we will read the last three chapters of this book. And so we should say to be continued. Right?
To be continued. Hope you can join us for the rest of the story tomorrow.
Yes, the final exciting conclusion. And that will be the end. Yeah.
My mama.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.